Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And amen. Next 2-3 weeks, we'll see how far it carries us. Been asked to do a study of angelology. And I'm going to divide this up into different sections. When we think of angels, there's so many books have been written about angels. So many songs have been sung and written about angels, even movies. I remember a series years ago. It was a pretty good little series. It's called Touched by an Angel. Y'all remember that? Whatever that lady's name was, I don't remember what, but she was an angel sent from God helping people. And then there's a Disney thing, something about angels in the outfield. You know, I still remember this, you know, they give me, y'all remember this? But anyway, there's so many movies and thoughts and books written about angels, but unfortunately, many of God's people get their thoughts about what angels are like and their characteristics from Hollywood, from other people. Well, the Bible has, I won't say a whole lot, but it does have sufficient information to say about angels. We want to get our information from the Word of God, not from people who wrote books. So I've seen angels, or I've been to heaven, and this is what I've seen, and come back and all. Of course, you know what I think about that, I don't think any of that's true. But anyway, the word angels means messenger. They're messengers, simply put. There's different orders of a heavenly host, and you would include the angelic body and what the Bible speaks of a heavenly host. And we're going to look at some verses today, and then next week, I'm going to break them down a little bit more deeper. There's the angelic order. They're messengers of God. Then there's cherubim and seraphim, and they're a different order. They have different purposes of the order. And we'll look at those and define them a little bit as you go. But today I'll give you an overall picture of it. And a lot we know about angels, and same time, a lot we don't know. So I don't want to speculate and say, if it ain't in Scripture, I don't want to just put something out there, my own feelings or my own opinions. If I do say it's my opinion, you remember how I define opinions. I learned this in Bible college years ago from one of the greatest Bible teachers I knew, apart from my dad. His name is Dr. Rick Adams. I'm sitting in his Bible class, and he said, we were the preacher boys. He said, fellas, I'm going to give you my opinion. I'll never forget what he said. He said, opinions are like armpits. Everybody has two, and they both stink. So we want to base our thing from the Word of God. So when we get into the study of angels here this morning, I want you to notice that 100 times the words angels or angels, 108 times in the Old Testament, 165 times in the New Testament. So obviously you would think of the angelic activities quite a bit in the Old Testament, and it was, but it becomes more prevalent in the New Testament. Isn't that strange? They're mentioned more times in the New Testament than the Old Testament. And many, what book do you think mentions angels or angels more than any other book? Revelation. Yeah, remember we studied that and all the angelic activity that's going to take place during the tribulation period and beyond. Angels come to the forefront once again. And so we talked about the book of Hebrews for the past year or so, verse by verse. And the book of Hebrews mentions it 12 times, the word angels. Numerous times in the book of Hebrews. And I just want to share with you a couple of scriptures from the book of Hebrews since we just was there, just to kind of give you a platform about the angelic body. Look in verse chapter 1. I'm not going to read all of them, but just a little bit. Let's begin in verse number 4. Again, this is talking about Jesus Christ being made so much better than the angels. Remember when we talked about what was the key word in the book of Hebrews? Better. He's better than the angels. He's better than Moses. He's better than Melchizedek. He's better than better, better, better. So here it is. He's made much more better than the angels. Look at verse number 5. For which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son? And you get the point. Verse number 7. Well, verse number 6 mentioned, and let all the angels of God worship him. Verse number 7, and all the angels said, who maketh his angels spirits? He saith, who maketh his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Well, we see angels are very prevalent even in the beginning of the book of Hebrews. Look in chapter 2, verse number 16. Hebrews 2, 16. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham, speaking of Jesus Christ. He's that seed, that speaking of that virgin birth and that the humanity of Christ. He was the God-man. He didn't take on the nature of angels. He took on the nature of man. So you see that there in that verse. Chapter number 12, verse number 22. I wanted to point this out to you. How many angels are there? Well, the Bible tells us in this one verse. Of course, other verses, but I want to point this out in Hebrews 12, 22. But ye are come to Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and an innumerable company of angels. Now, how many is innumerable? Way beyond my, I can't count that high, and the Bible says innumerable. Yes, the sands of the sea. Yeah. Great illustration. Well, the Bible says they're innumerable. And by the way, we're going to get into this. God created all of them. He created them for his own good pleasure and all. But I want you to notice here, Hebrews 12, 22 says they're innumerable. All right. And then in verse number 2 of chapter number 13. Yeah, very important. Okay. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. So, again, we talked about this when we were in the book of Hebrews, about entertaining angels unawares. Now, I don't want to get out here in left field or in right field for that matter, but the Bible tells us that be good to other people you don't know, strangers, foreigners, lest you entertain. The word entertain literally means host. It's more than just greet, okay? Somehow you've entertained angels unawares. You didn't know that these were angelic beings. Preacher, do you believe that? Well, it's what the Bible says. So I don't think it's some kind of symbolic thing. Angels are real. Amen. They're real. We'll get into next week about their ministry. What ain't the angelic realm? What is their purpose? Not only messengers, I believe that we have guardian angels. And we'll talk about that next week. Don't think I'm a heretic. You know, only thing about a heretic, I heard this, a heretic is something on a dog's back. Heretic, okay? But anyway, I do believe we have guardian angels. Now I'll show you from scriptures why I believe that. I do believe some of y'all have more guardian angels than I do, because y'all need them more than I do. Some of the things, I'm just kidding. But anyway, so when you think of the angelic realm in terms of angels, we want to think of a heavenly host that are innumerable, that we cannot count. Let me just give you this introduction, then we'll go a little bit farther. We see that there are angels. These are messengers. But they're also what's called cherubim. Cherubim. Now, they're part of that heavenly host. And we see that cherubims, and we'll get a little bit more detail maybe next week. Cherubims have a ministry of defense. Defense. They are, when you see them, they are around the throne, by the throne. We see them there. Remember the Ark of the Covenant and the cherubims who were guarding that. Remember the two cherubims. Okay. Remember this one. In the Garden of Eden, when God drove out Adam and Eve, remember he had to drive them out. The word drive means he had to push them. They did not want to leave on their own. Who would have blamed Adam and Eve? It's the Garden of Eden. And he said, you got to leave. And I imagine Adam and Eve, the Bible does not say this specifically, but they use that word drove, that God drove them out. They went against their will. They didn't want to leave, so he had to push them out. You can't stay here.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. is our prayer.